Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Altobelli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Herb Score. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive towards right. Niemann catches it and throws to first to double up Woodling. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Bridwesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Breidwesser reaches second base with a double. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux bunts towards first. Altobelli fields the ball and throws to score covering. Safe. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Breidwesser moves to third. Trux moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli fields it, tags Fox out, and throws to home to double up Breidwesser, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Altobelli strikes out. 1 out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moss for a passed ball. Hegan moves to second. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 1 in the game. Score strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Breidweiser for the out. 1 out. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trux strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser misplays the ball. That's an error on Breidweiser. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli scoops it up and throws to first, with score covering, for the out. 1 out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. 1 out. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Joe Altobelli. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz now playing first base. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Herb Score. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Narragon now catching. Mike Garcia now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox bunts in front of the plate. Narragon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Narragon and he is safe. Fox steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso is walked intentionally. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann hits a line drive beyond second. Avila can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Minoso scores. Niemann moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Hank Foyles pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Ralph Kiner pinch hits for George Strickland. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.